Chairman, apologies. I've got a 12:30 commitment, so I've got to ask this question and then dash out. I'm not being rude.
No, I do share your concern that you're having to leave early.
But I'd like to go out with
a bang.
With a bang, yes. Can I just, as a precursor, just ask Tony, how many Southern Cross Broadcasting shares and options did he own at the time of the takeover?
Should that question be answered in open meeting, or is that something that Mr. Bell may wish or may not wish to?
It's a public figure, Chairman. It shouldn't be too hard. It was 1.2, wasn't it? Was over a million?
Yes, it was made up of various options, but I can't recall the number.
But it's not germane to Macquarie Media Group, is it?
Well, it is actually.
Is it?
Because
I'd hesitate for you to stray into non-relevant areas.
Mr. Bell, well, he hasn't got the figure on it, but he got something between 15 and 25 million cash from this company. And he hasn't put a dollar into Macquarie Media shares. Now, I've got $9.50 here. I'm happy to lend him a dime if he actually wants to maybe buy 5 shares or something. But surely a director of this company, who pocketed $20 million in cash from this company, can just dip his lid and show a little bit of commitment and buying the stock when it's down in the cellar. I mean, he's a great guy. He's an excellent addition to this board. He did a great job running Southern Cross Broadcasting. But Tony, it's not a good look to pocket 20 mil and then not put anything back into this. So can you fix that up on the market and at the current prices?
I'm
asking him why he hasn't got any stock.
Well, I think Mr. Bell will take that under consideration.
But maybe you can explain why he hasn't supported the stock at all.
Can I just say there hasn't been a window available as yet?
Directors and employees are not allowed to buy on the market unless a window is open, and Mr. Bell has said that he will take that into account and consideration. A window isn't open today, for example. Maybe. Well, I hope. Are there any further questions? And good luck, Mr. Mayne, with your next meeting. I always enjoy our conversations.